Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. The goal, to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Ladies and gentlemen, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips? We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And the good doctors in the house, Dr. Scott Bradley with us. His lifelong goal and collegiate series to match, to preserve the nation. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Not only can you get the exceptional curriculum there for homeschoolers and anybody who wants to be caught up on the incredible, miracle-rich history of the United States and more, can do so at freedomsrisingsun.com. If you want Q&As and constitutional webinars weekly and a whole lot more, check out Dr. Scott Bradley's website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And speaking of the good doctor, welcome back, my brother.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. And, you know, it's interesting, as they were introducing, I thought, you know, this live radio thing is kind of like working on a high wire with no net. You know, I mean, there's always, you can always misspeak, you misstate something. I'm not saying you always do, but you could. What I'm saying is that that's just the nature of the beast. And if somebody is of a mind to draw disrepute to your name and your principles and everything else like that, they're very apt to take something, maybe a misspoken word, or even something that's completely out of context, and make it a kind of a centerpiece of a hit piece, you know?
Yeah, by the way, what they usually do is both. They wait till you make a misstep on something that can easily be taken out of context, and they do both. And that way, if you say it's out of context, then they, you know, can ignore that. And they usually do both. They wait for a great, perfect storm scenario to always take somebody down. I've been in the air for about 20,000 hours. Did you know that?
Well, you know, you're not that old,
so you're
Sam,
bound to find about some taken out of context, misstep words and everything else. They're bound to have that. You're right about that. But I would just look at the whole totality of my work and say, you know what? It's very clear who I am and what I stand for, misspoken word aside. And no doubt there are some of them, I'm sure. I'm sure, well, I've said something. And I'll give you a quick example to make the point. You know, I was very critical of this, oh, what is it where you got to have a 60% majority, the filibuster kind of a thing?
Yeah,
and I'm not critical of the cloture or the filibuster because I think we need less high bar, if you will. It's because I believe that it's been perverted over time to where it's nowhere near what our founders intended. However, if you hear me speak against it, you go, wow, Sam just wants democracy, doesn't he? Well, that's an example of the point. I'm not wanting democracy, and I'm not wanting less of a high bar. That's not what I'm after. I'm just telling you that it's nothing like the founding fathers intended. And the further we go, even though we may have our own versions of lockdowns or high bars, they're not within the constitutional bounds. So some senators have way more authority and power than others. That was never intended. The states not having a representation or a seat at the table because of the 17th Amendment, Senator, that was never intended. So see, to me, we're dismantling the checks and balances while we pretend we hold the moral high bar. I would rather get rid of a lot of the Senate rules and manipulations and perversions idea, but yet return to the checks and balances that protected we the people. But if I then speak out against it, people are saying, oh, Sam supports a pure democracy. No, I don't. It's not at all what I'm saying. I'm not saying we should lower the bar. That's not what I'm saying at all. But see, it can be twisted out of the intent very, very easily if you only take part of what I say, or you don't hear and or understand the whole historical scenario, the picture that I'm painting, if you will, Doctor.
Well, sure. And what brought this to mind in my, I don't know, we're just opening this little discussion up, was a really big misstep that Kamala Harris made. I mean, you know, here she is, the Vice President of the United States. You'd think she'd be kind of well-informed. I mean, they brief these guys every day. They kind of primp and prime and everything else in front of all of the, you know, those teleprompters and all those kind of things, you know. And she was at, I believe it was the Democratic National Committee, and she made a little presentation there. And in it, she said, the United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance, okay? Now, of course, Ukraine is not in the NATO. They've been trying for years to become so. Fortunately, they're not. And by the way, I believe that's at the very basis of what's going on in the Ukraine. When we have marched constantly towards the western border of Russia, in you know, and we've talked about this before. If we looked at this in the you know, Monroe Doctrine kind of sense, where now we have armed camps against the border of Russia. If Canada or Mexico had armed camps, we might be a little bit sweaty over this thing. The problem is that that's what we've been doing in violation of what happened under Reagan when he said that we would not expand NATO. We've dramatically expanded it to the east, which puts them right against Russia. At any rate, the Ukrainians have been trying to get in, and I think that they're saying, no, we don't want an armed camp with all their bayonets fixed and their artillery pieces pointing at us. But so she went in and said that, you know, the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance. And the White House posted a transcript somewhat later, and they changed it, okay, so that it didn't infer what was untrue. She tied together the standing with the Ukrainian people and in defense of the NATO alliance. And I find it very interesting that they scrub things as best they can. I mean, it's hard to, you know, scrub all of the visual images of Biden falling down the stairs and stuff like that, and boo-boos that he makes in nationally syndicated press conferences and everything. But wherever they can, they are spinning the narrative in such a way so that, you know, they, oh, dang it, she did it again. Oh, okay, how can we fix this? Oh, yeah, we can change in and and. Okay, that'll work. But it isn't what was said, and it shows how poorly their understanding is set forth in regards to so many momentous things. And of course, the effort is to bring us into war based upon distracting from a failed presidency and the military-industrial complex and the bazillions of dollars. I mean, oh, they've this COVID thing seems to be waning a little bit. The public are sick of it. Most of us are so done with it. We were 2 years ago. But the fact of the matter is, they're really big on keeping us agitated. Oh, ain't it awful? We're all going to die. And if it's not war, it's an earthquake, or the thought that there might be a big tornado or a hurricane's coming, or, you know, my heavens, they've got a forest fire someplace. And, you know, it's just astonishing to me that they have to keep scrubbing the record. I'm reminded of the, you know, George Orwell's 1984 and Winston Smith working at the Ministry of Truth and the memory hole that he was putting things down that didn't square with the narrative that the establishment wanted in that dystopian society. And kind of, man, I read that book and it just weighs so heavily on me. I can't get through it very fast. At any rate, that's just kind of what it reminds me of. And here, live radio, you know, we'd talk and visit, and it's, oopsie, I said the wrong Federalist paper or whatever. Yeah, okay. Well, somebody's an idiot. Okay. But they use these things to spin the narrative that they want, and suddenly, Sam, you're a racist or something like that. I mean, you know, it's just bizarre. So I don't know.
Oh, yes, I am. And here's the difference. Here's the difference, though. Kamala Harris, White House alters official Kamala Harris speech transcript after embarrassing Ukraine NATO disaster. All right, that's what happened here. And the problem is, she's not prepared. She doesn't know. Okay, and that's the problem, is she's not even caught up on what's going on here. She doesn't understand the fundamental principles of the United States of America. She doesn't understand the fundamental principles of of either side of this debate, whether you're the war hawk of the century or whether you truly want to have a George Washington-esque policy. She doesn't have a clue of either stance. And so she just babbles like a Joe Biden and gets confused and lost and makes a fool of herself on the international stage. The international stage saw it all, but then they modify it so the Americans read the transcript and think it's different. The flat-out 1984 repercussions of this are serious indeed, but they can protect her and barbecue me, even if I'm completely prepared. No matter what I say, they can take it out of context. They can manipulate it. They can string together phrases and make me look like a buffoon. They can take videos and do things to put me in a bad light. It doesn't matter how prepared I am, but I'm advocating for a peaceful George Washington-esque stance on the Ukraine or any of the 130-plus nations, militarily speaking, we seem to be dishonestly, unjustly involved in, Dr. Bradley.
Well, it's so interesting. You know, the Democrats, when they were doing their primary, everybody recognized she wasn't qualified to cross the street alone. She needed to hold somebody's hand to get across the street, and so they rejected her, you know, early in the debates that they had. And Joe Biden, I mean, they modify the, you know, the campaign's imagery. I mean, here's a man they say stirred the population, and they accepted him at a higher level than anybody's been accepted for. He couldn't stir a soda pop with a straw if it was sitting in front of him. And they try to make it sound like here's this great moving statesman that's rallied us all. I don't know. It's interesting how everything spun.
Reports the truth. That's who we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, Dr. Scott Bradley, riding shotgun on the show today. FreedomsRisingSun.com is website. So here's what happened, just so everybody understands the context. Cackling Kamala Harris literally gave a speech on the international stage, and she basically said, hey, we back the Ukrainian people, and we back NATO. And she basically asserted that, hey, NATO is, well, a member of NATO is the Ukraine. Well, the problem is it's not. So they literally modified the speech transcript later. The White House literally modified the speech later to say what she didn't say, Dr. Bradley. This is 1984-esque, to say the least. And the problem is the international world knows what she said. It reminds me of when Barack Obama literally said, hey, people who vote in America are citizens. Illegals who vote in America are citizens. This kind of snafu just gets covered up and manipulated out of existence. But yet you and I, they'll take advantage of a word or dig a pit for their neighbor on us anytime, sir.
Well, it's all in favor of an agenda-driven kind of thing. And there's been so many things lately that I cannot possibly imagine how Americans that have more than a half a brain. Now, that would infer that there are a lot of Americans out there that don't have a half a brain that are willing to go along with the spin on everything. You know, it's like everything that's being said about, for example, about the Ukraine war on the major media. And I tell people it's not a narrative. It's not a storyline. It is a script. It is being given verbatim, word for word, what the story is supposed to be because they have an agenda. And the agenda is to fulfill this. And it's just like the agenda on the so-called pandemic. I just am astounded that Americans are so easily, oh, yeah, I know they did. Oh, yeah, they died. They lied to us for the last 2 years. Oh, no, but this is absolutely the truth. I don't even think they think that cogently about it. They just kind of smooth into the next thing that's happening and is taken at face value. And I think about that, it was a popular movie show here some years ago called The Truman Show, where that little boy was raised on camera, and it was a world created around a facade and everything like that. Everybody was completely engaged in it. And then when they shut off broadcasts, you see the people, let's see what's on the other channel. I mean, it was like they were so sucked in on it, but then, I guess we'll try the other channel this time. And they just move on. And what is going on right now is just an interesting study to me. I think about how bamboozled that so much has happened in the last couple of years, and it's all being exposed. You know, you talk about the CDC changing the death rates on children and so on here recently, and we can maybe talk about that for a minute. But the fact of the matter is, everything has been a lie. And they've moved their target about 10 times in regards to masks and whether or not the vaccine, so-called, are safe and effective. And now we're needing multiple ones several times a year, but they're not even proven safe or effective. Everything is just slapshot.
Well, it's an absolute lie. You're right. So the headline says CDC removes 25% of pediatric COVID deaths overnight, and they blamed it on a coding error. Now, let me kind of get this straight in your mind. How do you have a coding error literally plague you for 2 years as the statistic goes up and up and up and up and up and up, and you never realize it's a coding error? Wouldn't somehow somebody putting together the math or looking at this or taking the subtotals or whatever else, wouldn't somebody find the error? We literally, if you make a mistake on your own tax return, literally put people in jail, take away their houses, fine them millions of dollars and everything else. If you, under penalty of perjury, make a typo or a coding error or whatever you want on your taxes, whether it's business or personal or whatever. And then they literally go, yeah, you know, we had to remove 25% of the children's deaths 2 years later after the totals have been ratcheted up every single day. And by golly, we just had a coding error, doctor. See, they're absolutely lying. It makes no sense. It's not even possible.
This 25% reduction is nowhere close to the truth, I don't believe. I think the truth is more along the lines of almost zero. It's statistically a complete wash. I think we're so close to zero with those pediatric deaths because of COVID because it just hasn't been the case. But they have to get fear in. By the way, one of the main things they're trying to do is to get these children on the schedule for having to receive the COVID, because once, not the COVID, but the so-called vaccine, once it gets put on this children's schedule, it's an automatic for everybody else. And that makes it one of those approved situations. It gives the pharma companies...
It also means it also means once they get it available for children on the schedule, then they can basically take it from an experimental vaccine to actually a licensed approved vaccine. And that's one of their other big things, too, because then the liability goes away. They don't have any liability anymore in any way possible. The 1986 law that was passed that would give the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund would kick in. And there would be no liability for the vaccine companies whatsoever. So they're moving for all this agenda, and they're not going to give up till they get it done either.
That's absolutely true. And here's the issue, is that there is virtually no risk for children. They do not, and I mean, I'll say it as strongly as I can without giving them any misstatement, there's virtually no evidence that they would spread it to an adult or a grandparent or something like that.
In fact, there is evidence to the contrary.
Absolutely. And, the VAERS reports that they're always saying, this vaccine adverse event reporting system that they've got, created by the government, completely administered by the government, and all things is vetted through there. I mean, and everybody's saying, no. All those high death rates and those adverse reactions, no, they're not really happening. This is reporting it in a way overstatement. No. But there is not a single solitary individual anywhere study that has been done that says it is overreporting. Every single study says it's way underreporting. But they'll spin things if it's adverse to them, their agenda. They'll spin things so that it's diminished. No, that's not really happening. And if it's something that's showing incompetence or falsehood or whatever, they correct it later. And it's like the way the military program is going with the administration of these bioweapons on all of our military personnel. They're covering up all the adverse reactions. And they're saying, we're giving religious exemptions, but only to those that are already out processing. I mean, you're going out the door, that guy's leaving. We can put a religious exemption on him. It's absolutely a facade. It's a falsehood. I guess I can't imagine why anybody still gives any credibility anywhere at any time for anybody that has an official reporting system. It's like they say, if they're holding a news conference over something, it's a lie, so they can control the spin. And so you talk about reporting here in the United States, and you saw Kamala and her misstep on this big everybody could watch kind of stage, and how everybody around the world saw it, but the Americans now are getting the spin. Well, that's one of the reasons I like to go out of the country. For a lot of my news sources, I look at a lot of the ones in the country that we know are absolutely biased. I want to know what they're saying, but I want to know what the other people are saying in the country. But outside the country, I'm almost convinced that they have more freedom of the press in the vast majority of the countries of the world than we have in this country, because everything is shut down and deflected to a specific agenda.
So, I think that's true, but I also think the Americans are trained, though, to look at the mainstream press, though. You've got it boiled down to, like, six international companies that run the media, kind of in the United States or whatever else. And I look at it and say it's the American people's fault to some degree for continuing to double down in and trust in and focus on that news. If they listen to Liberty Roundtable or a lot of the other radio and TV shows that are not peddling the mainstream porn of dishonesty and manipulation and fake news and everything else. For example, this White House altars official cackling Kamala Harris speech. Look, we're the ones saying, hey, she claimed Ukraine was part of NATO. It was a lie. They 1984 manipulated that out of the American view. The mainstream press going to protect Kamala at all costs. But we expose it. And ladies and gentlemen, not only do I think Kamala is completely wrong, but I think we need to just shut down NATO entirely. Let's go a step further. Get rid of NATO completely, ladies and gentlemen. And with this 25% CDC removing 25% of the NATO COVID deaths or whatever, pediatric COVID deaths or whatever, look, the truth is setting us free. Hang tight. We've got more.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryor.
Pope Francis speaking to roughly 30,000 people in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Sunday address and blessing continued his criticism of Russia, calling the conflict in Ukraine unjustified, senseless massacre, and urged leaders to stop this repugnant war. As the Russian war machine continues to destroy and kill everything in its path, Ukrainian officials have refused the Russian military's demands to lay down their arms in Mariupol in exchange for safe passage of civilians out of the southeastern port city on Monday morning. Overnight, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was hospitalized with flu-like symptoms. 73-year-old Thomas was admitted to Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, part of the Johns Hopkins Health System, on Friday night. Tests show he has an infection, and he's been receiving intravenous antibiotics. He should be released in about a day or two. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Research is indicating booster shots for COVID-19 are working.
A new CDC study is showing the importance of getting a COVID-19 booster shot. Researchers found three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. Two doses were only 79% effective in comparison. The CDC says these findings reveal that remaining up to date on COVID vaccinations is highly effective in preventing severe illness or death, even against current variants. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
At least two firefighters in Central Texas were injured battling growing wildfires that forced more communities to evacuate Sunday. The Eastland Complex fire in and around Eastland County, west of Dallas-Fort Worth, has killed a sheriff deputy who was helping people escape. In all, seven large fires are burning across Texas, aided by dry and breezy conditions. As of last night, it has burned across more than 54,000 acres and was 30% contained. USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio. FreedomsRisingSun.com is website. Check out his weekly webinars. They're incredible. Q&As on the Constitution, education on some of the most important critical issues of the day, and more. FreedomsRisingSun.com. He also joins us every Monday and every Friday on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So, yeah, we've got lies literally at every turn, ladies and gentlemen. Dishonest, flat-out lies. And they try to cover them up like missteps. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, they're lying about Kamala. They're lying about the war. They're lying about COVID. They're lying about everything. For example, let me give you an example. Now it comes out. This is the New York Post, NY Post, okay? Here's their headline. CIA secretly trained Ukrainians after Russia took Crimea. This is back in 2014. So now you got the CIA literally training the Ukrainians while we have literally bioweapons labs in Ukraine. And then we're wondering why Vladimir Putin gets all uptight at some point. See, we're fomenting the very wars we're claiming that somebody else is guilty of agitating for. I'm not defending the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, at all. I'm just telling you that we are more so the aggressors than even Russia. We just do it by hook and by crook and by dishonesty and by manipulation. Why is the CIA training the Ukrainians? Why are we even involved there? Where do the tax dollars come from to do this? Where was the authority from Congress for this expenditure? See, it's all dishonest, war-provoking, manipulations, doctor?
You know, there's a great overage of examples that could be found about all sorts of things. We have the best enemies money can buy. We create our own enemies, and we could give you example of things like this. But the overt things that are happening, the overthrow of countries that the CIA was involved in, I have personally known people, this was years ago, of course, that when countries were toppled, they were there. And, I mean, they were involved in assassination attempts and everything else like that. And it's, we have been involved, and we do continue to be involved. And you look back, for example, why do the Iranians hate us so much? Well, back in the Eisenhower administration, there was a duly elected government. It wasn't a great government. It was a socialist government. And yeah, they were nationalizing their resources and so on. But it wasn't our monkey. It wasn't our business. And yet Eisenhower authorized the overthrow of that duly elected government. And they have long memories. They remember this. I mean, Iran has been walked on so many times by, well, let's just take near the beginning of World War II. Russia and Britain walked into Iran, invaded them, to get a sure thing oil supply for Russia. I mean, so they're invading and overthrowing I mean, holy cow. The United States has done this all over the world. And you know, whether we have our surrogates there doing it or whomever, whether it's, you know, in Yemen with say, for example, the Saudis doing it. I mean, we attack and invade more countries than any other nation. And now Russia's done it. Again, you're not condoning what he's done. But we do it, you know, Afghanistan, Yemen, Macedonia, Colombia, Pakistan, Syria. I mean, you go on and on and on. Stuff all across Africa. The United States has been doing this. And it's good for us and bad for them, right? I mean, well, it's good for us to go ahead and do it. Bad if Russia ever does it. But the fact of the matter is, we really do. We're an aggressor nation.
Sadly true. I say it's bad if anybody does it. Doctor?
Well, there's no question about that fact. But the way we spin things is, I'm just astonished at how very senior members of the Senate and the House, they come to the podium and they pontificate and they dribble their slobber all over the microphone as they're trying to get us overseas in some environment where they can kill some Marines over something that it was our problem to begin with. And this CIA thing, by the way, and the Crimea, the complexities of all of this are not reported. Crimea had been a Russian port for 300 years. And the fact of the matter is that they were trying to consolidate. Again, I'm not condoning their actions. I'm just saying we're never told the rest of the story. It's only spun in terms of the way, you know, Lindsey Graham wants to tell it about getting some Marines over there to get him killed.
Well, and we're also not telling the whole story in terms of the fact that this has been going on with these people for literally thousands of years, okay? Listen, what is happening in the Ukraine is an ongoing violent territorial dispute that has been going on for thousands of years, and it's thousands and thousands of miles away. It doesn't threaten the U.S. security. We don't have any security interest of any kind involved in that. Go read your Constitution. We don't have any authority to be there at all. But yet we're in every single theater of operations around the world that there can possibly be. Every single issue. We're in the middle of all of them simultaneously, doctor.
And, you know, you talk about our military readiness and all those kinds of things. We are diminishing our military readiness to do the real job of the military, defending our country, because we wear out our equipment and our people, and it's so much more than just, you know, helicopter blades getting worn out by the sand that's blowing around in the sandbox. Our people are we're devouring their lives, and then on top of that, we inject them with stuff that's a bioweapon against them. But the fact of the matter is that we do more than any of that. Anytime we enter a theater, anywhere, for any reason, let's take, we're flying the F-35s right now on the western border of Russia for our eastern NATO friends. And anytime we turn on our electronic countermeasures or any of our targeting electronic, anything, they put out a signature. Those signatures are being monitored and are being categorized. And there's all sorts of, we develop those things for the cost of billions of dollars. So that they're, maybe not, the term bulletproof's maybe not a good word, but maybe it is. So that these give our people measures of security. But every time we turn on those things, those signatures are being monitored by people that are definitely going to use them against us someday. And so billions of dollars of research go down the drain every time we flip a switch. And we don't need to think about that. That's not an issue. It's just astounding to me. And then to have the CIA involved in coups in Ukraine and here 8 years later, we're on the verge of going to war. Or whatever happened in Syria. Look at what Donald Trump and Barack Obama were doing in Syria. We were playing around in that sandbox over there trying to see how close we could come to bumping into the Russians over there.
That's what I mean. Every single issue we seem to be at the center of, ladies and gentlemen. Let me make this very clear. Let me say it this way. No troops should be deployed into combat without a formal declaration of war by Congress. And no member of Congress should cast an in favor vote unless they're willing to really go to war themselves. Look, Americans, if they want to fight in the Ukrainian battles, ladies and gentlemen, can individuals help the people of the Ukraine? Sure, you can go over there by yourself if you want and fight. You could fund them. You can do all kinds of things personally, but let's not have the governments doing it. Now, I don't want to be there at all. I think we ought to stay the heck away from it. I think we ought to avoid foreign entanglements like the plague. But if you want to do that personally now, here's what's funny. The guy that won't go personally with his own money and his own life at stake wants to force via conscription or whatever else Americans to end up being in all these theaters around the world. Doctor, if Joe Blow feels that strongly, why doesn't he just use his own money and use his own life and go over there and do whatever he wants to do? Go ahead. But why use force and why use governments?
And it's because they really truly want us engaged in those kind of things. It violates the baseline premise under which the United States was created, the Westphalian Treaty. We've talked about this before, the Westphalian Treaty of 1648. There are no second-class nations. We're all equal on the status. And there is absolutely zero authority for one nation to intervene in the internal affairs of another nation. And no, the Council on Foreign Relations and the UN and everybody wants us engaged in every nation, so we violate that baseline premise. And they've been using all of their these globalists from the very get-go. I mean, if you look at John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles, the brothers that were in from World War I clear up through the LBJ administration, these guys have been fostering global government. That's where they are. That's
war hawks for global government. That's true. Now, the United Nations is worrying that war could create climate change. This is how it's going to come back to bite you and I for continued lockdowns. Hang tight. Tell you about it in seconds.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com. The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, you got war around the world. Rumors of wars and wars literally everywhere. You got the CIA secretly training people. You got the CDC literally playing games with numbers 2 years later. We find out everything they've told us is a lie. UN now worried that war could create climate change. Here's the deal, folks. The International Energy Agency. Did you know we had one of those, an International Energy Agency? They're calling for lockdowns to curb oil use. Governments, by the way, have all the necessary tools at their disposal. ArtmoreWND.com with this piece. Now, listen. The question is, are lockdowns necessary to curb oil use? As gasoline prices rise to record levels, the International Energy Agency it wants to have lockdowns, and they've got a bunch of ideas. All right? They got a 10-point plan to curb oil usage. And one of them, ladies and gentlemen, would say they're going to ban the use of private cars in cities on Sundays. Other measures proposed in the 10-point plan to cut oil use include reducing speed limits, working from home, cutting business air travel. They want to have tax. They want to use taxes to go ahead and curb that usage as well. Governments have all the necessary tools to put oil demand into decline in the coming years, which would absolutely foment their climate goals. Among the proposals, reducing highway speed limits by, say, 6 miles per hour, more working from home, street changes to encourage walking and cycling. They would cut transit fares. They would go ahead and work on all kinds of plans for this, folks. They would have restrictions on other days as well. They would encourage more carpools. They would cut business air travel. Another idea, restrict private car use of roads in large cities to those with even or odd number plates. Remember they did that back in the 70s when it came to buying gas. Now they'll say, you're only allowed to drive your car every other day. Yeah. And this is GOP folks that are working on this. They're calling it COVID 2.0. The report sounds awful lot like an energy version of COVID lockdowns. That's right. Instead of opening America back up for domestic energy production, we're told to suffer and do with less. But it would be necessary because it would help the climate. You know, the climate is a disaster. And if you deny that this is happening, okay, it doesn't matter if you deny it, you're considered a global warming denier, a climate change denier. And they're literally talking about throwing people in prison for being deniers. Now, the interesting thing about these proposed solutions, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully, is whether it's climate change, COVID, and now the Russian war, they're all exactly the same. Hammer the middle class with more restrictions, more promotion of government regulators, more shutdowns of we the people. Everywhere, just shut down, shut down, shut down. Don't worry about your business. We'll send you money to survive in the meantime. COVID handouts left and right. They're literally changing the affairs of the nation before our very eyes, Doctor.
We've been saying this for a couple of years, that they're taking a fabricated emergency and they're sweeping up huge swaths of individual God-given rights, implementing tyranny. And we've been saying all along that this is just a warm-up. I mean, there's nothing. Let's look back in the Revolutionary War. They had some viral outbreaks that threatened the war effort during that time. But they didn't put something in the Constitution that says, okay, well, you have the freedom of speech and religion and, you know, being able to assemble and everything, unless a virus comes along. You have the right to keep and bear arms. They shall not be infringed unless we have a virus that comes along. I mean, you could take every single one of the God-given rights and you can throw them under the bus by some kind of twisted, perverse view of how, well, to respond to this emergency condition, we must take these draconian efforts, whatever, okay? There isn't a caveat anywhere in the Constitution about anything. Oh, habeas corpus? Man, if we get a virus outbreak, we'll have a lockdown without due process and all that kind of stuff. They're very specific about when habeas corpus can be suspended. It's only for a short period of time, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with viruses or anything to do with saving gas or fuel energy or making things greener. There are no caveats written into the Constitution that would allow an emergency spin on this thing that would shut down individual God-given rights. And we have been so, we're darn fools. I won't put it as strongly as I would like to, but we are fools to allow these things to happen and simply just gleefully give away these things that were won at such great cost over the years and have been upheld and sustained, you know, blood, fortune, and sacred honor has been put at risk. And oh no, boy, we got to be more green. And so we're going to declare it and we're going to lock people down or whatever. Whatever approach does not have any constitutional authorization for any of that. It is bold-faced tyranny and it is agenda-driven. And these people, and again, we've been saying it for years, they're not going to let this thing go with just a little virus thing that's more flu-like and cold-like than you can imagine. They're going to do it. Oh, let's do green next. Let's do the environment. We've got an epidemic of gun violence in Chicago. We've got to do, you know what? Shall not be infringed says shall not be infringed. And that's the program. We're diminishing religious liberties because religious liberties, if exercised, might reduce the application of some of these government-created rights, you know, about gender and all those other things. Oh, boy, we've got to narrowly define religious liberties. No. It says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech.
They literally, Dr. Bradley, have what's called the Parliament of the World's Religions, and they've got a declaration toward a global ethic. Now, let me explain. What they say is by a global ethic, what we mean is, hey, they don't mean a global ideology or a single unified religion. No, sir. What they want, they say certainly not the nomination of one religion over another. No, sir. But what they want is a global ethic. We mean a fundamental consensus on binding values, irrevocable standards and personal attitudes. So what they want is they don't want a global religion. They say, no, we're backing off that. What we want is an ethic standard that everybody agrees to. Consensus building on ethical standards about values and everything else. Who's in charge of that program? So see, by the time they lock us down with everything under the sun, war, COVID, climate change, And by the time they say they don't really want a world religion, you can believe anything you want to as long as you subscribe to this standard ethic that we're going to put forward, then we're okay. What is the standard ethic going to include? It's going to be godless. It's going to have a gender bender in it. It's going to have you can't speak out against anything that they deem worthy. You're going to, okay, what you're creating is this little tyranny by manipulation, by backing us into a corner one little bit at a time, going, hey, you know what? You really can't stand up against climate change. I mean, if you deny it's real, you're peddling propaganda. You probably need to be arrested. You know, you can believe whatever you want to, Dr. Bradley, as long as you subscribe to this ethic we've created here. And if you don't subscribe to the ethic, you need to be, well, you need to go to a training camp so that you can understand how evil you are to the cause of this. We're all going to hold hands and get along ethic. I mean, we can believe differently, but we got to, you know, fundamentally agree to the pro-death agenda of a baby killing and the pro-death agenda of unlimited war and the pro-death agenda of manipulating climate change to the point where, hey, nobody can make a living or lock everybody. You got to subscribe to this or else you're an evil access player against the world getting along. Everybody gets along but you there, Dr. Bradley or Sam Bushman or whoever. And that's where they're going with this thing. It seems peaceful at first, but it's so satanic, it's hard to believe it even exists, Doctor.
You know, back in the 1920s, there was a little Italian guy named Antonio Gramsci, and he believed in slice-at-a-time communism. That's my term. He wanted a little incremental here and a little incremental there, and pretty soon you had a full loaf of communism. And that's basically what they're doing with this, is they take this slice at a time. And tragically, I mean, Antonio Gramsci's approach has been the philosophy that's been used in the United States. Lenin and Stalin and the crew came into Russia, you know, when it was a big bang and everything was communist. But the way we're doing it in the United States is using the Antonio Gramsci philosophy. And he wrote many volumes while in prison in Italy about how to do this. We're using that as our template here in the United States. But the fact of the matter is, I'm just shocked and chagrined about how so many religions, institutional religions, large religions that have a big footprint now, that I think back of the Jews in Christ's time that didn't want the Romans to take away their place and nation, some of these large institutional religions seem to be so interested in conforming to the new globalist philosophy. They're almost like they're in a beauty contest to see who's going to be the religion of the New World Order. And they give away a slice at a time, a slice at a time. First thing that goes under the bus are the individual aspects of the God-given rights, claiming to protect the institutional institutional rights to worship. They want to, you know, be able to continue it in their form and formula. But yet when the people have lost them, they will ultimately lose them. And it's just tragic to me that so many religions have become co-opted into this concept. It's not just religions. It's everything across the board. And we give away a little bit here and a little bit there. And trust me, it's not going to be given back by some, you know, benevolent leader at some point. Every single slice that we lose is ultimately tucked away and hidden away from us. And that's where we're going. All of these crazy things that you're bringing up, Sam.
The problem is the slices are getting bigger too, Doctor.
They are. We let it go. We don't even sneeze. We wink and we nod and we move on. You know, it is just tragic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to turn to God Almighty. You got to pray hard and work hard to defend the greatest country on the face of the earth. For if America falls, the world will have no light on a hill. We have got to return to being the light on the hill, ladies and gentlemen. And the only way that happens is if we turn to God Almighty, repent, and become a moral people. And then we use the checks and balances that made America great in the first place. Those fundamental principles are tried and true and the only solution to the difficulties we face in a very troubled world. There is hope, and it's turning to Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, our only real Savior. For Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. FreedomsRisingSun.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.